The Bureau of Land Management is looking at the impacts of invasive plant eradication and control measures along the Dalton Highway. BLM wildlife biologist Ruth Gronquist says the plan includes a range of measures, starting with improved surveillance for non-Indigenous plants, followed by basic mitigation techniques.
Do some mowing, add some hand pulling, and in some cases, the managers may decide that this is a big enough ecological problem that they're going to want to maybe apply the appropriate herbicide.
Gronquist cautions that no action will be taken until a thorough analysis is completed. She says the agency has not used any herbicides in Alaska to control invasives so far, but that the problem is growing in many areas. Gronquist says Alaska is still in a position where it can do something about the problem.
We have a predominance of native vegetation, where in some states it's hard to find a native ecosystem that doesn't have at least some invasive plants in it. So we are in a fortunate situation. We're kind of ahead of the curve, and we want to stay ahead, because once you have major infestations of plants, it's much bigger battle, sometimes a losing battle.
Gronquist says there are over 100 invasive plant species in Alaska. She says the ones spreading along the Dalton Road Corridor are primarily the result of historic roadside stabilization and seeding projects, or from seeds that have been brought north on vehicles. In some cases, seeds are then carried down rivers and deposited on sandbars, where they begin to grow, impacting native ecosystems and wildlife.